Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Life Podcast, our book club series. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney, and today we continue with In God's Creation, Devotions for the Outdoors by author Barbara Baranowski. So recently I drove to one of the mountains in Georgia. If you're familiar with the state of Georgia, you know that it has a beautiful array or selection of mountains. And so I decided to drive to Kennesaw Mountain to spend some time with God and His magnificent creation. And so during my drive, I noticed the beautiful flowers that are beginning to bloom. I also enjoyed seeing horses. I saw some goats and even a few llamas. And so this turned into a personal retreat for me while I was out. I began to just be in God's creation. And so each time that I visit mountains, I feel like I am closer to God. Each and every time I've driven up mountains, you know, it's just something about going up in the mountains. And so for my Bible readers, you are familiar with some of the mountains mentioned in Scripture. Mountains such as Mount Sinai, Mount Carmel, and the Mount of Olives, where Jesus often spent time there at the Mount of Olives. He even spent time in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is located at the Mount of Olives, and this was prior to his crucifixion. So some pretty important events have occurred in the mountains. Mountains, biblically, are symbolic for various things, one being a place to hear from God. And so on my way to Kennesaw Mountain, I noticed how everyone was driving in cars. You know, the ones driving in cars, I noticed some of them, most of them, were in a hurry to get somewhere. It was in the morning time, and they were in a hurry to get somewhere. And the mountain sits by a busy road, and so before you get there, you know, there's all this hustle and bustle. And so I had a few cars to speedily pull out in front of my car from side roads on the way to the mountains. You know how folks cut you off? I noticed the sound of car horns blowing in an attempt to alert the drivers ahead of them that they needed to get somewhere in a hurry. I could feel the anxiety and the harshness, you know, in the air and the environment. It's just such anxiety. And so this made me want to arrive at the mountain as soon as possible to escape the traffic and the busyness of the road. And so when I arrived to my destination, all was still and quiet. I noticed a few people taking their morning jog, while others were walking their dogs, you know, their pets. They were out there with their pets. And so it was just a time of just quietness and stillness. And so how often do we take those moments in life? How often do we take moments to walk and look at God's creation? You know, they say take some time out to smell the roses. How often do we do that? Do we notice the trees? Do we notice the mountains? Do we notice the animals, you know, the flowers, and the little insects? I remember I used to, when I had some time with my nephew, I had the beautiful opportunity of homeschooling him just for a little while. But I would take him on nature walks in the morning, and he'd like to see the insects that would come out. And I would point them out to him and, you know, tell him what they were, and he was just so fascinated. But how often do we take time to even do those things? And so as I was arriving at the mountain, Kennesaw Mountain, I thought about the last time in which I actually climbed a mountain. And it was some years ago, and I'm talking like in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now, but it was some years ago. And so I took the challenge of climbing Stone Mountain, which is another mountain in Georgia. And so I thought about how physically fit I was back then and how much strength it took to climb Stone Mountain, wondering if I had that much strength today to climb Kennesaw Mountain. Well, guess what? I did not attempt. I did not attempt the climb, but envisioned that I would do so on my next visit. So that will be my challenge. And so in life, we need God's strength for the climb. We need His strength for the climb. Sometimes mountains can be symbolic for hardships that occur in our lives. In an amazing book called the Bible in the New Testament, Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus commands for us to speak to the mountain and have faith that whatever mountain that exists in our lives be removed. And so in life, we have mountain experiences. But know that as you climb, God is giving you strength for the climb. Whatever comes your way this year, whatever mountain you end up facing this year, God is giving you strength for the climb. And so let's look at today's devotion from our author. And it is entitled Strength for the Climb. And she starts out with the Old Testament book of Psalms. And so she has Psalm 24, chapter 24, verses 3 through 6. But I'm going to read, I think this is just the first verse. The third verse, it reads, "Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false." And so here are the words of the author. Climbing to the top of the mountain is not really my forte, but my husband wanted to take the steep trail that leads up the sharp top mountain summit in the peaks of Otter outside of Roanoke, Virginia. I knew that the view would be breathtaking, or so the hike information stated. So I agreed, and indeed the view was all that was promised. Only those who make the trek can enjoy the view that awaits the strongly committed. It was a sweet reward for the muscle aches and pains. God reminds us that those who are willing to follow His ways with a pure heart and clean hands will receive the blessings that await them. Sometimes the walk is spiritually rigorous. That's the mountain I'm talking about. You know, sometimes that mountain is spiritually, in the spiritual sense, spiritually rigorous. All right? Or the waiting requires strength. But walking with Him, God, even as we wait for answers, is worth the rewards now and later as we see eternity's view. And so her prayer today from her devotion is, "Thank you, Lord God, that despite the struggles, we are promised eternity with you. Despite the struggles, we are promised eternity with you. Thank you, too, that as we climb, you are with us." And yes, as we climb, the Lord is with us, and He's giving us strength for the climb. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and will join for more Tuesday morning inspiration. As always, thanks to you for listening. And remember to get out in God's creation this month and spend some quality time with Him. Bye for now, and have a blessed day.